The fourth day of the blessed month of Beremhat. The assembly of a holy council on the island of Bani Omar. On this day, a holy council convened on the island of Bani Omar against those people called the Quartodeciman, or Fourteenthians. They celebrated the feast of the Holy Resurrection with the Jews on the 14th day of the month of Nisan, or April, regardless what day of the week it fell on. The bishop of the island excommunicated these people and sent to Serapion, Patriarch of Antioch, and Democratus, Archbishop of Rome, and Demetrius, Patriarch of Alexandria, and Symmachus, Patriarch of Jerusalem, to inform them of the heresy of these people. Each one of them sent an epistle indicating in it that it was the Feast of Resurrection was to only be celebrated on the Sunday that follows the Feast of the Jews, and ordered to excommunicate everyone that contradicted that and disobeyed that. This council of 18 bishops convened, and the letters of the fathers, the patriarchs, were read to them. Some of them returned from their erroneous opinion, and others insisted on their error. Those who insisted on observing Easter, the day of resurrection, on the wrong day, were excommunicated from the fellowship of the Holy Church. And also, it was decided to celebrate the Feast of Resurrection as the order of the holy apostles, who said, "Anyone that celebrates the Feast of Resurrection on any other day than Sunday has shared with the Jews in their feasts and separated himself from the Christians." May the Lord confirm us in the Orthodox faith, which the holy apostles handed down to us, and may their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, St. Habulius the Prince was martyred during the reign of Diocletian. Also known as Hanulius, this saint was born in the city of Perga in Pamphylia to Christian parents who brought him up with a true Christian upbringing. He loved the Lord and strived in worship and piety, and he was the prince or governor of the city of Perga. When Emperor Diocletian heard that he was Christian, he sent to Bernapicus, the governor, and ordered him to arrest the saint. When Habulius stood before the governor, he declared his Christian faith, and the prince became angry and ordered that he be crucified. However, the Lord comforted and strengthened Habulius, and finally he departed in peace and received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.